Call the meeting officially to order at 5:37, if that's okay.
Yes.
Okay, we'll call it officially to order at 5:37. Oh,
sorry, I'll mute.
Something is going around, right? My goodness. Okay, if I may have, I think Mr. Joseph just joined us too. If I may have an approval of this evening's agenda, may I have a first?
Move.
And I see Miss Denise has arrived too. Carla, I have a first. Is there a second?
Second, Dixie.
Okay, first, a second. I'm going to go ahead and any discussion? I'm going to call for the roll call vote. Carla?
Yes.
Dixie?
Yes.
Lily?
Yes.
And Denise?
Yes.
Okay, motion carries with 4 roll call votes. With that, I will turn it to any public comment in El Centro.
Any public comments?
No, just leave.
we have people here today, but they don't want to do any comments.
Okay, fair enough. And San Bernardino?
There are no members of the public in San Bernardino.
Okay, then I will close public comment and I will officially move to closed session at this point where we have an ability to talk with about our collective bargaining board members. I was hoping that we could bring it actually officially to you for approval.
Back. I know she's
been... This meeting is being recorded.
She's been assigned to a jury.
Oh.
And she's been on jury duty for last week and this week. So I don't know if that has something to do with it. But she has now.
Well, that's a fun experience, I guess, right? All consuming, though, huh?
Yeah.
Okay. I will officially call the meeting back to open session at 6:12, if that's okay. Oh, we were right on schedule, too. That never happens. Knock on wood. Okay. I will announce that there were no decisions made in session at this point. No decisions. And if it pleases the board members, I will move forward with the rest of the agenda.
Right.
Okay. Do I have an approval, a first to approve the minutes?
The motion?
Second, Carla.
Carla, I have a first and a second. Any discussion? Okay. Hearing none, I'll go for the roll. Was there? No. I'll go for the roll call vote. Denise?
Yes.
Carla?
Yes.
Dixie?
Yes.
Lily?
Yes.
Motion carries with 4 roll call votes. Moving forward, it's the acceptance of the financials. Board members, these financials are presented for El Centro and San Bernardino through August of this fiscal year. So beginning with El Centro, this was based on 236 students. Again, we're at the beginning of the year, so we're on a cash basis for revenue and a true, or I want to say actual basis for expense. So at the beginning of the year in school finance, it's where we receive less of our revenues, but we have greater expenses. Overall, though, El Centro is in line. They're actually a little bit less than their budget for their expenses. And as far as cash flow goes, I think El Centro, you can see, is doing quite well with cash flow, and it's projected to remain in a positive throughout the remaining of the year. Again, a lot of initial expenses because of school starting, books, supplies. That's really July and August is really the lion's share of when we spend the majority of all of those expenses. Are there any questions on El Centro?
We like positive.
Yes. And then transitioning over to San Bernardino, same thing. San Bernardino is spending a little bit under but per budget. These are the months that the revenue is slower on school finance. So in comparison to our revenue and to our expenses, we're still waiting for a lot of our cash to be paid from the state. At the same time, we are still in a cash positive with San Bernardino, and we're and projected to be so throughout the year. That said, board members, our San Bernardino site is always the one that we really watch very, very closely as far as cash goes. They're doing well. They're positive now, but that throughout the year, I just watch it very a lot more closer just because they're a smaller school. So it just impacts them. The payments impact them more.
So how much are you still expecting to receive?
So as far as the revenue for San Bernardino, we're expecting to receive about, I want to pull up the income statement, I'm sorry. So initially they pay on the like the 7% in July, then they pay 9% in August, and then it increases. So we're probably under about 200,000 at this point for San Bernardino as far as revenue goes. And that's just pure LCSF revenue.
Okay.
Did I answer your question?
Yes. Thank you.
You're welcome. It's just the timing of how school finances. It's odd that they know that July and August is when you spend the majority of on your books and supplies, but they release payment the slowest in those months. Any questions on either one of the school's financials?
Doesn't look like it.
Okay. All right. Do I have a motion to accept the financials for El Centro and San Bernardino?
Move to approve.
Carla, do I have a second?
I'll second.
Thank you. Okay, I have a first and a second. Any discussion? Hearing none, Carla?
Yes.
Dixie?
Yes.
Denise?
Yes.
And Lily?
Yes.
Motion carries with 4 roll call votes. And then board members, I also am presenting to you finally. I think I talked about this at back in June, actually, right? May or June, the acceptance of the 990, and this is for the Community Education Development Corporation, and this is just their 990 for 2021, actually. So it's quite a ways behind.
So it was filed late?
He did. Mr. Sproul, our auditor, asked for an extension on the 990. And he had sent me notice that he did receive the extension approval.
Okay.
Yes.
Yeah, I think he was waiting for something to finalize the 990, correct?
Correct. And then he had shared that he actually, they have their own internal processes where it has to, because I kept asking, I was like, where is it? And he shared with me that they also have their internal processes that they go through in their organization as well.
Well, I mean, it looked good, so.
Okay. Do I have a motion to accept the 990?
I'll move to approve, Dixie.
Dixie, is there a second?
I second.
Any discussion? Hearing none, I'll call for the roll call vote. Dixie?
Yes.
Lily?
Yes.
Denise?
Yes.
And Carla?
Yes.
Motion carries with 4 roll call votes. Okay, transitioning to the principal's report. Mr. Anderson, I will speak on behalf of Mr. Anderson. I know a lot has been going on. I understand that actually they were visited by the El Centro Elementary School District this last week. And that was just the authorizers. I believe they visit 4 times a year. They try to visit 4 times a year, where they come and they walk through the classroom and then they discuss kind of Ballington's plans, the authorizers' plans, and then definitely do a collaboration. This was the first of those visits. Mr. Anderson had shared that it went very well. The school district did mention that they were going to be engaging in some of the professional development that Ballington has been doing. I know Mr. Anderson has spoke a lot about professional learning communities, and I think that the school district at this point is going to be following their lead. A lot of focus I know has been on enrollment, a lot of beginning of the year's implementations, looking at intervention strategies, and a lot of acclimating. I know that we have added quite a few new staff members, or I want to say new programs, such as our social emotional focus, as well as industrial arts focus. So I know working with the team to implement all of those, where he mentions the addition of an industrial arts class, the addition of a social emotional learning class. They've also added another teacher planning block, which allows the teachers to have more time to plan. This year, there was a lot of focus on bringing in I know we talked about this in June, a home to school liaison whose primary focus is really to work with families who have chronic absenteeism. So putting in place that program to make sure that that's a success. We did also add a second, and it looks like a first grade teacher. I know that we did have a resignation, which is always tough the first couple weeks. And so definitely worked really hard to get that position filled quickly. And any questions on El Centro's report?
Well, Go ahead.
Oh, I know I gave you the drive-by. Mr. Anderson would always go into a lot greater detail.
Well, I can see he's not here today. I hope he's okay.
He was not feeling well. So he did ask me if he could have a reprieve from this evening's meeting.
Well, give him our regards.
I will. He said he was on his last string.
Guess he had some tough working days, huh?
I also think there's something going around. I think staff have been sick too.
Yeah, I can see a lot of nodding from the public. Something is going on.
Yeah, staff have been sick as well. And definitely. All right. Well, I will then turn it over to Ms. Shannon for her report. I know she can't wait to share with you about community schools.
I'll admit I'm kind of excited. We've had some good stuff going on. I do want to share that we've had a really strong opening to the school year. And I know we met last month after school started, but we were kind of getting things settled. And we've had an increase in enrollment. So we are at 175, which is our budget. And we have a few in the, what I like to call the hopper. So I think we're going to be closer to 180 when all is said and done. So that's good news. We have settled with our testing. Everybody's in their groups. Intervention has started, all that good stuff. But the one really big thing I want to focus on, like Doreen mentioned, is our community schools grant. And I'm just so excited and so proud of the work that Veronica has been doing. She has created MOUs with 15 community organizations. And the biggest one is probably United Way. And they are just responding with everything we need. I mean, just we think of something, she calls them, it's there. The other big one is the Family Engagement Office at San Bernardino Unified. They had one of the people who worked there has a niece who attends our school. And so Veronica gave her a call, and next thing you know, we've got boxes upon boxes of clothing and food and gift certificates and things like that for families who are struggling. And my understanding is we're going to be getting a large number of iPads through those families as well. And because of the relationships and MOUs that she's been creating, we saw a huge increase in attendance. In fact, that particular employee of the district brought over her four children, which is, you know, in a school our size, a pretty a pretty big leap. One of the other organizations that she created an MOU with is a company called School on Wheels. And many, many years ago in another lifetime, I actually volunteered with them as well. And they're a fantastic organization. And they provide tutoring for homeless, like unsheltered, truly homeless students. And back in the day, it used to be that the tutors would travel to the homeless shelter and work one-on-one with the students. And now they're actually coming to the schools or doing them online. So our first day was actually today, where we had a couple who, you know, we did the background check and the MOU, everything that needed to be. And they are credentialed teachers that spent an hour with our students who were identified as unsheltered and homeless. So I think that's a huge, huge service to provide, because as we know, you know, when their basic needs are not being met, they're not going to move forward in their academics. She also is contacting families who might be struggling with attendance. She's done a couple of home visits, looking at obstacles to attendance, things like that. So I've seen an increase in our attendance as well. So that was the big thing. I know there's a lot of information in the report, but that was the really big thing I wanted to focus on, is just how wonderful this community schools grant is going and how lucky I feel that we were able to receive this grant. She had a parent meeting, and when I was running the parent meeting, and I'm kind of throwing myself out here, I was able to get maybe four parents to come. And I don't know what Veronica does, but the last one, she had 43. And it was just, the level of involvement has just skyrocketed, and it's just been absolutely wonderful. So we had a fundraiser at Panda Express, and we raised probably about $400 or so. And we have a check coming from Panda Express. Our next event, and this is the big one that I want to talk about because I'm putting the word out there for candy donations, is our annual trunk or treat. And that's probably our biggest event of the year. So I would first like to invite you to come in person, because I think only one board member from El Centro has ever visited San Bernardino. And I would love to see everybody come see the kiddos dressed up and having so much fun. But I would also really, really appreciate any candy donations. Many of our families don't have the opportunity or the neighborhood to go trick-or-treating in. They don't have the opportunity to provide those treats for their kids this time of year. So it really is a big deal. So we'd be grateful for any donations. And then we actually created a brand new event that we're pretty excited about. And we are holding on Saturday, November 4th, we are holding a flea market and craft fair. And this is specifically a fundraiser for the fifth grade science fair. So we're charging a set amount for vendors, mostly families, set amount for vendors, you know, because we have families who have Tupperware businesses or Party Light or, you know, all the different things. Or they make things or they cook or things like that. So we charge a certain amount. They come and they set up their Easy Up and they sell. And we're putting the word out to the community to come and join and buy the wares and things like that. But in addition to that, because Veronica is doing what Veronica is doing, she's also using that as an opportunity to bring in these community resources like IEHP, the Inland Empire Health Plan, and a local dentist, and enrolling in Medi-Cal, and just, you know, food banks and clothing drives and things like that. And we're obviously not charging those community resources, but we want them to be able to support our family. So it's kind of a win-win. So we're pretty excited about that event as well. So that's my big spiel right now. I'm pretty excited about all the excitement that's coming with all these MOUs and all the support. And it's just, it's not as overwhelming as we thought it would be. And it's just been really, truly wonderful.
So the science fair you were going to have with the money that you collected from PUND, when is that going to be? Has it already been?
No, that's actually science camp. We have a target date of February. Because we want the kids to experience snow. It's up in a little bit. I don't know if you all are familiar with the San Bernardino Mountains, but there's a little town about 30 minutes north of San Bernardino called Crestline. And the camp is just above Crestline. And the camp is actually WASC accredited and run by credentialed teachers. And then our staff, obviously, it's for 4 days, and our staff, they stay overnight in the camp. And our staff goes up with them as well.
So how many students are going? Is it one class?
One class, the fifth grade, 25 of them.
Oh, okay. So I guess you're still collecting money for that, huh?
You mean raising money for that event? Yes, it's about $700 per student.
Wow.
Well, I mean, it covers room and board and food and, you know, food for 4 days and all the activities and the lessons and things like that. So we weren't able to pull it off last year, so we had to cancel the event, but I think we're going to swing it this year. I hope, at least.
Sounds exciting.
Yeah, there's a lot of good things going on. I am excited.
I like your flea idea.
We're getting a lot of response. Veronica's starting to worry that we won't have enough space and she's going to have to put a cap.
That was really thinking outside the box.
I think so too. I really wanted to bring her to the meeting so you all could meet her. She's actually very shy, which is surprising because she's so good at going out and meeting people and reaching out, but she wasn't quite there yet. But I'm going to get her here. Are there any other details that the board members would like to know more about?
Doing a great job, and thank you.
Thank you.
And I know, Ms. Shannon, that all based on your community grant that you got, the planning piece of it.
Yes.
The implementation one is also coming up as well.
Yes.
All right. Well, that moves us to board closing comments. Are there any closing comments?
Well, as far as we've heard, it seems like everything is going according to plan. So great job to everybody.
Just a quick question. Does Bellington have anything, Bellington El Centro have anything planned for Halloween?
We do the parade, the walk around parade.
During school.
Yeah. At the beginning, yes.
Okay.
We do have the fall festival, but that's a
program. In November. Yes. Okay, got it.
First week of November?
Yes. So the first week of November. Oh, okay.
Long festival, because we do have some students that don't.
Right.
So because they're still brainstorming.
Or no, it's scheduled.
That's scheduled already.
Yeah. A weekday, weekend, do you
Wednesday?
Wednesdays?
First week, okay.
Wednesday the 8th. So,
not okay, the first full week. Okay, first Wednesday week. The 8th.
Mm-hmm.
Is it going to be just for the students and the parents, or is it going to be open to the public?
Yes. Just
a private event.
Okay.
Family and close friends.
Okay. Like less. Okay.
Yes. You would need separate permits for a public event.
Oh, okay.
Right on.
I love the t-shirts you have on. What are they?
These are union shirts.
Oh, they are?
Bellington Educators Association.
That's the most colorful union shirt I have ever
seen. Right? I do.
I like that.
And notice that it's borrowed right here. I was like, oh, look at it. The tentacles. There you go. Like a vest in progress.
Okay. All right, board members. The next meeting is November 14 at 5:30. And I will officially call this meeting adjourned at 6:37 p.m.
Exactly an hour, huh?
I know. We kind of stayed on schedule. I was thinking that the closed session, but I timed it perfectly, I think.
Yeah.
Not sure how much time would be needed. Thank you.
Thank you all so much. I hope you have a wonderful night.
Thank you. Bye, Ms. Shannon. Hope you feel better.
Thank you. Bye.
Bye. Thank you, Doreen.
No, thank you, too. Be safe.
Nice. Be safe, guys.